Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up. Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease ball night in Philly. Philly.
The hex.
Welcome to the Grease Pole Podcast. I don't know what else to say, so that was the intro.
Nope, that's all that's needed. I tend to babble a lot, which is why it's better that you're doing it. Episode 104, kids. If you're wondering, if you're listening on pod platforms and you're wondering where the hell is 103, go to YouTube exclusive episode. We have it on Saturday night, so there's that.
And our review of the Frosties, yeah. Strawberry Frosties.
So there's that.
You won't know our opinion otherwise.
Yep. Seriously, we're not giving it away here, so go there if you'd like it. Welcome. Appreciate you being here. Let's talk birds a little bit really quick. I need the therapy because I'm tired. So AJ Brown, since we traded for him, this motherfucker is sitting here. The Eagles are putting out pictures of him wearing hats that say Hurts season. Okay. As if Jalen Hurts is somehow fucking Christ status. And we need to pump the brakes a little bit because here's the deal. This trade for AJ Brown by no means means that this team is all in on Jalen Hurts. All right. Get over yourself. Fucking dumbass. Elliot Shore Parks, who's like the biggest moron that covers the birds, is like, the Eagles are working up for a big contract extension for Jalen Hurts, which is entirely possible. But here's the thing. We extended Carson as well. And then what happened there? He was gone a fucking year later after drafting Jalen Hurts with the 53rd pick. So let's pump the brakes on this. Means Hurts is going to be the guy for the next 10 years. Like, look at Howie's track record. All right. So you make the move to bring in AJ Brown because him and Jalen Hurts are fucking buddies. They're stepbrothers. They're Dale and Brennan. And that's what you do, which is awesome. Okay, this team needed receivers even after Devontae Smith because Jalen Reagor was fucking horrible. All right, that dude might not. Sirianni came out and was like, he might not even make the roster now that we suddenly have receiver depth. Like, that's how bad that pick was. So you need an AJ Brown, and I loved the pick at the time. You remember how geeked I was when we traded for him. It like kind of redeemed the Jordan Davis pick. But look, man.
There was the breath.
Like, no Eagles fan I've seen has been like, well, what if this doesn't work out though? What if this doesn't work out? Like, it's not like the track record here. Look at Carson a few years ago. Like, this team, and it happens with any team, you make decisions and they don't work out. But what if you bring in AJ Brown for Jalen Hurts and he doesn't work out? Then you have this buddy tandem, fucking sitcom buddies here, that, like, it's got to produce. If you're going to gas each other up on social media, and you're going to sit here, if you're AJ Brown, and you're going to sit here and talk about how awesome your boy is, and he's looked great in training camp, allegedly, even though the reports are out there that he struggled early. Like, you have to fucking show up for him. And if you're the defense and you've got now two guys to account for in Devontae Smith and AJ Brown, like, you better show up for your boy because this is a huge year for Jalen Hurts. You brought in AJ Brown. All right. That's been done. You got Devontae Smith now. If you're Jalen Hurts and you don't show up this year, like, how is the team supposed to invest a fuck ton of money and you don't pay that position and just somehow weasel your way out of it? This team got lucky as fuck by staying somewhat viable last year after the Carson Wentz fiasco. And Howie Roseman, for all the times I've knocked him for his weird, wonky draft shit, the dude is a wizard with the cap and he can fleece people in trades. Look at the AJ Brown move, all right? I will give him that. But at the same time, you can't commit a shit ton of money to a guy in Jalen Hurts if he just has a mediocre year. Like, this team needs a playoff run. There needs to be at least 1-2 playoff wins this year to even consider giving this guy money. Like, it's obvious how you stop this dude. Look what Tampa did in the playoffs, right? Like, you have to have a quarterback that can beat you downfield in the playoffs, and Hurts simply cannot fucking do that. Adding AJ Brown should help. Yes, but it doesn't guarantee that either. So I think all of this shit, like, we need to pump the brakes here because all the, like, it doesn't always translate. It just doesn't. And now you create a scenario where if Jalen Hurts doesn't fucking produce, you kind of are faced with a situation where, like, okay, do we give him money and keep him around? Or Do we get rid of him, and then do we risk souring our guy that we just brought in and paid a shit ton of money and extended for 6 years in AJ Brown, and risk pissing him off because we got rid of his boy? Ultimately, they're all professionals. You wouldn't think that's a fucking issue, but you can't be on social media. It's just like we talk about wrestling, like with baby faces and heels being like pals and buddies on social media when back in the day, the good guys and bad guys stayed in separate hotels. Like, you can't wear a fucking Hurt Season hat and then your boy comes out here and throws for 3,100 yards and 20 touchdowns. You like, that can't fucking happen. The sitcom buddy cop dynamic, like, that shit has to produce, dude. It has to, because this team went from being like a fucking JV playoff team last year, 7 seed under Sirianni, fertilizing fucking flowers, to somehow now there's fucking expectations. And this team historically, when there's expectations, hasn't fared very fucking well, all right? The Super Bowl happened when there was no expectations. It was Carson's second year, and he came in and was white fucking hot and lit the league on fire, and then he tore his ACL against Mark Barron and the Rams on that Sunday night game. So, and then Foles stepped in and was literally Jesus Christ, and Super Bowl 52 happened. So expectations historically, look at 2015 with Chip Kelly. Look at all the times where there were expectations for this team. That's why everybody, all the Rich Eisens and the Peter Kings that are coming in their drawers about this fucking Eagles fans, we've seen this before, like cautiously optimistic. It all hinges on Jalen Hurts, obviously. Like, I'm not making a revelation here. I just don't know, like, there's so much excitement around this AJ Brown move. So much. And sunlight. No, I know. So if you're listening on the pod platforms, like, it's very, it went from locally here today, very oddly, it went from being a fucking shitstorm 2 hours ago to now it's like UV rays everywhere, everywhere, to where now the studio looks like it's like the fucking Touched by an Angel TV show. Just, there's sunlight everywhere.
So you went on an 8-minute rant. Like, I didn't realize we need to call this the therapy corner or something like that. Like, just like flash it up, because that was a lot. Like, I didn't follow. See the names.
Hey, we got names on YouTube.
What up?
Graphics. We're moving up in the world.
I know.
Moving
right?
on up. But that's the first time I sang to a live microphone while not high.
We're gonna have to write like therapy corner across the screen so that you can do your thing. Eagles, and Justin and I can just sit here and let you do your thing.
Yeah, that's why I had to switch to this. Because I was like, well,
yeah,
less we're conversational.
Not really. Yeah, this is way. Kind of a monologue at this point.
Mm-hmm. This was Corey's to be or not to be. That is the question.
Well, I just, like, if you're gonna put, like, come on, man, how many other teams do you like? It's cool. I get that, but if you're gonna do that, you have to fucking score. Mm-hmm. It's just like when fucking Sirianni wore the Beat Dallas shirt last year, and then we came out and got fucking housed by Dallas on Monday night. Like, if you're gonna wear a hat that has another man's name on it. I get you guys are cool and you're at each other's birthdays and stuff, but you better fucking score. You better fucking score, because nobody has a patience for your fucking hat in this city if you're not going to win.
I was going to say, better at least win.
Going to say, you might want to transition back, because it sounds like a passionate rant.
Figure out any way to win.
Like, dude, yeah, it's just like, this is not, and that's cool. Like, okay, you're not McNabb and T.O. You don't fucking hate each other, but McNabb and T.O. also got this team to a fucking Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
You might want to just transition back.
Like, I don't know. Like, there's people, like, I'm of the opinion Jalen Hurts is, like, a high-end backup. And we're still rolling this dude out as a fucking, like, shout out to Rick from the Apple Store, who fucking loved Jalen Hurts and wanted to have a conversation with me about how wrong I was. And then they turned around and made the playoffs.
You never gave him the Grease Pole podcast thing at all, did you?
No, I didn't.
You should have, because then he would have been like, that's me.
I know.
That's me. I'm Rick.
Yeah, Rick.
I'm Rick from the Apple Store.
Yeah, if you happen to stumble across this, what up, though? He was a good guy. He was just very, very intense and asked to take a photo of my tattoo, which is kind of intrusive. But I let him do it. That said,
which one?
The Super Bowl tattoo, remember? He was like, can I send that to a buddy of mine? And I was like, this isn't weird, but sure. So yeah, but I should have plugged the pod to him, but I was very distracted by just the Apple Store in general.
I know you were like hating on everything there. You were embarrassing the hell out of your son.
I know. Well, I was very overstimulated. Mm-hmm. I was very overstimulated. I was insulted by their technology they had hanging everywhere. That's just like, here, buy these tracking devices and look at everybody in here.
So
these tracking devices.
Instead of just telling you to watch the episode with the Apple Store, you're just going to start ranting into the microphone. You're just rant heavy today, aren't you?
Apparently, I just want to complain a lot. So yeah, go back if you want to hear the Apple Store stories. It's one of the... I don't remember the number. I don't keep a mental Rolodex. It's on YouTube. Find it.
I think it says Apple Store in the title, though.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, it should be obvious to find. If not, watch them all then and try to find it if you're that interested.
Watch every last one of them. You will find it eventually.
Like
right.
Them all.
Yeah. Like, I hope you have nothing better to do if this is right up your alley. It's a very specific alley to be up, but if it is, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Yeah. But yeah, hurt season.
When's the last time people were that hyped up about like a duo? Like, on the squad, though.
Never, dude. Even when Carson was killing it, motherfuckers were still out there, like, you know, doubting him and shit. And it's like, I get it, dude. Like, I mean, and I'm not a Hurts guy. I was a Carson guy. So it's kind of like, pick your poison. Which hill do you want to die on? And look, I mean.
So did Carson and Hurts, like, work together at all?
No, Carson was very Caucasian and entitled that we drafted Jalen Hurts. He was very mad because we drafted Jalen Hurts right after we paid Carson $100+ million.
Oh, this is after the Super Bowl was won.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then we drafted Hurts with the 53rd overall pick, which, I mean.
Why
did
you guys get rid of the quarterback that won you the Super Bowl again?
So we got rid of him because there was more, and that's still a polarizing debate to this day. My dad and I still argue about that because my dad was like, we should have kept Foles. And I'm like, no, Carson was the right move. And I still believe that, even though it didn't work out. But Foles is still hanging around the league, year 11 with Chicago. He's still in training camp, so good for him. And I love Foles.
Wait, he's in training camp, but he won a Super Bowl
for the Bears. Yeah, he's on the Bears roster. He's a backup. But we drafted Hurts because
did he just get worse or just
so he signed with Jacksonville after we were like, we're good here. He signed with Jacksonville. They paid him a good amount, and he just, like, I think he got hurt, but he didn't really pan out there. It's very weird. Nick Foles has had a career unlike any other, so he's signed a couple decent deals other places, but he's always shit. Like, he just, it's like he comes to Philly, and he, like, it's very weird. It's very fucking strange, because he showed up both times. Like, I remember having Foles Vic debates with people in Facebook groups back when I was that guy, laying in bed at 3 a.m, arguing with strangers on Facebook. But yeah, it's like that, but in it paid out there, but there's always this weird quarterback like debates with this fucking team. And it's weird because Howie Roseman thinks we're a quarterback factor. And it's like, yo, no, we're fucking not, dude. All we're doing is churning out fucking shit quarterbacks. They're not shit, but average dudes. Like the one time we had an MVP, he got fucking hurt. And then the backup had to come in, Big Dick Nick, and put his big dick on the table and save the day for Carson, who secretly fucking hated Nick Foles because he was mad that goddamn fucking Foles was getting all the shine because Carson's an insecure North Dakota piece of shit. So that's what we got. And then we drafted Jalen Hurts, which pissed off fragile mentally Carson. And here we are now with Jalen Hurts, and we bring his boy in, and it's like, do we have somebody in him? Who fucking knows? Like, who fucking knows? Honestly. I mean, ultimately, I would love nothing more than to be wrong on Hurts, dude. I would love it. But part of the reason why you make the move from having 3 ones this year to having 2 second-rounders next year is because you want to see if you're Howie what you have in Jalen Hurts before next year's draft so you can have ammo to then move up and get you a C.J. Stroud or a Bryce Young potentially. That's the way Howie operates. Howie very much has ADD. Mm-hmm. He's constantly looking for somebody, and it's fucking annoying. It's pretty annoying. Like, invest in a guy and then put pieces around him. Like, I get the quarterback factory thing. You should always be looking for somebody in theory. Yeah, sure. But fuck, man. Like, it worked out with Jalen Hurts somewhat decently, but goddamn. I mean, you look at all these other franchises. Like, take the Ravens, for example. Like, they're going to constantly build around Lamar. And Lamar's got people out there that fucking question whether or not he's decent, even after being the fucking only motherfucker in the league to win a goddamn unanimous MVP. But, yeah. I just had a snag there. But, and
I know,
then.
It's okay. You got derailed. It's all good.
I did. It's just like, goddamn, man. There's always a quarterback conversation around the fucking Eagles. Even when we had Carson, who was a fucking MVP caliber dude, there was still fucking questions around him because of fucking Howie Roseman. Because Howie Roseman loves to be fucking talked about. He does, and it's irritating. That's why he moved up to get Jordan Davis, because Jordan Davis was the fucking, he's wearing a goddamn suit, and he's wearing a Georgia color. Look how cool Jordan Davis does, and he looks like human CGI. Howie has a tiny dick, so he likes people to talk about him. But you don't make those moves to have 2 second-round picks if you're 100%. That's what I'm saying. All these people, fucking ESP, that's like, the Eagles are fucking long-term. They're all in on Jalen Hurts. Yo, no, they're fucking not. Look at this dude's track record. You're a fucking idiot if you think that. They had an MVP and drafted Jalen Hurts. Fuck.
Okay. I was going to say, if you keep screaming, let's just pull this down a little bit.
I would like some coffee, so I'm going to sip really quick if you guys would like to talk.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I did not mean to set my tumbler down that aggressively. I heard it reverberate in my cans and was like, oh, that was hotter than
so
I intended.
Yeah, so that was... So,
ranting with Corey.
Right.
I was gonna say you can put vent session.
Vent session. Well, point being, like, I'm already tired of seeing this fucking Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown shit everywhere. I'm fucking tired of it. Like, they haven't even played a fucking game together yet. The goddamn preseason.
Why do you bother changing the
screen? The fucking preseason hasn't even started yet. They've tossed some balls around at NovaCare, and we've got them. Like, they're fucking...
He had to refuel, guys. He's back.
Like, goddamn Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. Or, like, it's even Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, fuck out of here. They haven't done anything yet. They haven't done anything yet. Other than he wore a hat in a photo shoot. Fucking boudoir photos. And we're already, like... Like, the moment the birds put that out on fucking Instagram and social media and everywhere, I was like, for the love of God, dude. We're, like, we're sucking farts out of our own ass. And we haven't even, like, we went fucking, we were the 7 seed last year, and we got fucking, like, Tampa exposed us. Because that's what playoff teams do. Because that's what Jalen Hurts is. And until he shows otherwise, pump the fucking brakes here. Pump the brakes here. The entire season hinges on him. I'm not making any fucking revelations here. Like, what the fuck? We're acting like we brought in a guy like AJ Brown after fucking... Wentz is MVP year.
I'm sorry.
It's fucking Jalen Hurts.
You just keep getting me fired up.
I'm very negative today. It was a great day,
Justin
too.
Went to go talk to you. He was like, okay.
I'm sorry. I'll lay out. It's coffee time.
I was just going to put a quarter in the ride. I was just going to say, it's Hurts season, bro.
Instead, he continued to talk. So Justin was like, okay, never
mind. Well, remember we were talking about before we went on about like how we feel about the black Eagles helmet? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I feel like I have to buy one because it's Eagles related. Like, I feel like I now have to buy a Hurts season hat. That's how easy I am for this fucking team to con me. It's like, if it's a conversation piece, I want it. Just like the dog mask. We won the Super Bowl. I immediately went to Amazon the night that Bo Allen and Chris Long wore those and was like, I'm buying one of these right now. So drunk me went to Amazon and spent $20 on a fucking German Shepherd mask.
Mm. Okay, so I think Corey's done ranting.
Yeah, you guys go ahead.
You know you ranted for 20 minutes almost. 20 whole
over
minutes.
Over a fucking hat.
I think.
Hurt the season.
Yeah.
Fuck me running. Fuck me running, man.
You know he's passionate, y'all. He's passionate.
Mm-hmm. I'm over it, dude.
That's what we sell here on the Eagles pod.
I'm over it.
Eagles passion.
Like, I swear to God, you come out, you fucking lose to Detroit week one. Fucking AJ Brown's goddamn stat line looks like fucking 2 catches for 19 yards. And like fucking people are drafting him high as fucking their fantasy draft. I saw a fucking website. I don't remember who it was. They had the fantasy, like, here's your quarterbacks this year. And we'll eventually get the Eagles and fantasy shit in the coming weeks because there's thoughts I have on that. But anyway, they had Jalen Hurts as a fucking a second tier quarterback in fantasy. Like, based on what? Because he gets rushing yards? I wish I knew who that was, the website. I wish I had fucking saved it. I sent it to Ballard, and he and I laughed about it. I wish I fucking...
Shout out to Ballard.
Yeah, shout out to our guy. But, like, what the fuck? Tier 2? So you're going to put Jalen Hurts, like, just under Justin Herbert. And fucking Mahomes and Josh Allen. Like, they had Jalen Hurts in the same tier as Joe Burrow. No. Because he can run for 18 yards because they don't know how to read a goddamn defense. So if nobody's open, instead of fucking throwing them open like a quarterback does, I'm just going to take off and run. Because that worked out so goddamn well with Michael Vick. That's exactly the way that fucking statement needed to end.
Okay, anyway.
There we go.
He said, let's look at our names again.
Yeah. Here's who we are, everybody.
Just in case you were wondering.
Yeah. We just need to change your name from Corey to Angry Eagles Fan.
Okay. Please keep speaking so I can. You guys say stuff in the live. I really need to hit my vape after that.
Jesus. Oh my God. So, well, yeah. I don't think we really have much else to say unless Corey has more rants to. No, apparently, this is Eagle therapy.
Yeah, it's therapy pod. We did the Flyers a couple weeks ago.
So now this is his Eagles anger.
Yeah, which there's going to be a lot over the next coming months. So, yeah, look forward to that.
I think that's going to be mainly, yeah.
It's just, I mean, come on, man.
So anyway, I guess that's all for us right now.
He was scrouched down. He was squatched down in front of Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts. You remember how DX used to do the thing where HBK would be like the whatever, and he would, and then he had Triple H standing behind him. That's what it was. It was Jalen Hurts was standing behind Jalen Brown, happy as fuck looking, because look at my boy wearing my hat. It's my season. Yeah, it is your season, motherfucker, and you better show up. It is your goddamn season. Do something with it. You have two number one receivers now, in theory. Fucking do something. You also have a kick-ass tight end in Dallas Goedert. Do something. An offensive line that everybody fucking loves. It's great. Fucking do something, dude. Do something. If you're going to stand behind a motherfucker wearing a hat with your name on it, Hurts season, yeah.
So thank you for coming to the Greaseball podcast.
Yes.
Fuck. Comment how you feel about the Eagles.
Yeah, Birds fans, vent below if you also need the therapy.
Anyway, so we're going to sign off for today because Corey's done ranting because he's going to keep going.
Exactly. I'm out of breath, so yeah. We'll see you next week. Hopefully less, maybe, I don't know. We'll see what next week brings.
Go Birds!
Yeah!
Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly. Thanks.
Birds. Oh, okay, that would be great.
You need to just put like